Well, good morning. It is October 12th, 2021, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we're going to continue pressing on through the book of 1 Kings, chapter 15. Then we're going to continue reading through the book of Colossians, chapter 2, Ezekiel 45, and then three psalms today, short psalms, Psalms 99, 100, and 101. So three psalms total. Let's get into the word. 1 Kings 15. First Kings 15. Now, in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Abijam began to reign over Judah, and reigned for 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Abishalom, and he walked in all the sins that his father did before him, and his heart was not fully true to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, setting up his son after him and establishing Jerusalem, because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and did not turn aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Now there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. And the rest of the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam, and Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa, his son, reigned in his place. In the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Asa began to reign over Judah, and he reigned 41 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Abishalom. And Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as David his father had done. He put away all the male cult prostitutes out of the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And he also removed Maachah, his mother, from being queen mother, because she had made an abominable image for Asherah. And Asa cut down her image and burned it at the brook of Kidron. But the high places were not taken away. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was wholly true to the Lord all of his days. And he brought into the house of the Lord the sacred gifts of his father and his own sacred gifts, silver and gold and vessels. And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might permit no one to go out or to come in to Asa, king of Judah. And then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasuries of the king's house, and gave them into the hands of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tamrimon, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, who lived in Damascus, saying, "Let there be a covenant between me and you, and as there was between my father and your father. Behold, I am sending to you a present of silver and gold. Go, break your covenant with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may withdraw from me." And Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the commanders of his armies against the cities of Israel, and conquered Ijon, Dan, Abel-Beth-Maachah, and all of Chinneroth, and all the land of Naphtali. And when Baasha heard of it, he stopped building Ramah, and he lived in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation to all of Judah. None was exempt, and they carried away all the stones of Ramah and its timber, with which Baasha had been building, and with them King Asa built Geba, Benjamin, and Mizpah. Now the rest of the acts of Asa, all of his might, and all that he did, and the cities that he built, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? But in his old age he was diseased in his feet, and Asa slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David with his fathers, and Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his place. Nadab the son of Jeroboam began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and he reigned over Israel 2 years. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sins in which he made Israel to sin. Baasha the son of Ahijah of the house of Ishkar conspired against him, and Baasha struck him down at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. For Nadab and all Israel were laying siege to Gibbethon. And so Baasha killed him in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. And as soon as he was king, he killed all the house of Jeroboam. He left to the house of Jeroboam not one that breathed, until he was destroyed, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by the servant Ahijah of the Shilonite. It was for the sins of Jeroboam that he sinned, and that he made Israel to sin, and because of the anger to which he provoked the Lord, the God of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. In the third year of Asa, king of Judah, Baasha, the son of Ahijah, began to reign over all of Israel at Tirzah. And he reigned 24 years. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in the sin in which he had made Israel to sin. That was 1 Kings chapter 15. 1 Kings chapter 15. Let's move on over to the New Testament, to the book of Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2 today. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have had for you, for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their heart may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom all are hidden, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in the body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. And therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as we were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to the human traditions, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised, with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive with him, having forgiven us all of our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. And this he set aside, nailing it to the cross. And he disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. And therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in question of food or drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. And if with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of this world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, referring to things that all perish as they are used, according to human precepts and teachings. And these have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. That was Colossians chapter 2. Let's move on over to the Old Testament, and we'll move on over to the book of Ezekiel chapter 45. Ezekiel 45. And when you allot the land as an inheritance, you shall set apart for the Lord a portion of the land as a holy district, 25,000 cubits long and 20,000 cubits broad. It shall be holy throughout its whole extent. And of this, a square plot of 500 by 500 cubits shall be for the sanctuary, with 50 cubits for an open space around it. And from this measured district you shall measure off a section 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 cubits broad, in which shall be the sanctuary, the most holy place. It shall be the holy portion of the land. It shall be for the priests who minister in the sanctuary and approach the Lord to minister to him. And it shall be a place for their houses and a holy place for the sanctuary. Another section, 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 cubits broad, shall be for the Levites who minister in the temple as their possession for cities to live in. And alongside the portion set apart is the holy district, you shall assign for the property of the city an area 5,000 cubits broad and 25,000 cubits long. It shall belong to the whole house of Israel. And to the prince shall belong the land on both sides of the holy district and the property of the city, alongside the holy district and the property of the city, on the west and the east, corresponding to the length to the one of the tribal portions, and extending from the western to the eastern boundary of the land. It is to be his property in Israel. And my princes shall no more oppress my people, but they shall let the house of Israel have the land according to their tribes. And thus says the Lord God, enough, O princes of Israel, put away violence and oppression, and execute justice and righteousness. Cease your evictions of my people, declares the Lord God. You shall have just balance, just balances, a just ephah and a just bath. The ephah and the bath shall be of the same measure, the bath containing 1/10 of an omer, and the ephah 1/10 of an omer. The omer shall be the standard measure, and the shekel shall be 20 gerah. 20 shekels plus the 25 shekels plus the 15 shekels shall be your mina. And this is the offering that you shall make: 1/6 of an ephah from each omer of the wheat, and 1/6 of an ephah from each omer of barley, and as the fixed portion of oil measured in baths, 1/10 of a bath from each core. The core, like the omer, contains 10 baths, and the one sheep from every flock of 200 from the watering places of Israel for grain offering, burnt offering, and peace offerings to make atonement for them, declares the Lord God. And all the people of the land shall be obliged to give this offering to the prince of Israel. It shall be the prince's duty to furnish the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and drink offerings at the feast and the new moons and the Sabbath, all the appointed feasts of the house of Israel. He shall provide the sin offering, grain offering, burnt offerings, and peace offerings to make atonement on behalf of the house of Israel. And thus says the Lord God, in the first month, on the first day of the month, you shall take a bull from the herd without blemish and purify the sanctuary. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering and put it on the doorpost of the temple, the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and the post of the gate in the inner court. And you shall do the same on the 17th, or in the seventh day of the month, for anyone who has sinned through error or ignorance, and you shall make atonement for the temple. The first month, on the 14th day of the month, you shall celebrate the feast of the Passover, and for 7 days unleavened bread shall be eaten. And on that day the prince shall provide for himself and all the people of the land a young bull or for a sin offering. And on the 7th day of the festival he shall provide as a burnt offering to the Lord 7 young bulls and 7 rams without blemish on each of the 7 days, and a male goat daily for the sin offering. And he shall provide as a grain offering an ephah for each bull, an ephah for each ram, and a hin of oil to each ephah. In the 7th month, on the 15th day of the month, and on the 7th day of the feast, he shall make the same provision for sin offerings, burnt offerings, and grain offerings, and for oil. That was Ezekiel chapter 45. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to read 3 Psalms this morning. Psalm 99, 100, and 101. Psalm 99, 100, 101. Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the people tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim, and let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. The king in his might loves justice, and you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called upon his name. And they called to the Lord, and he answered them. In the pillar of the cloud he spoke to them, and they kept his testimonies and the statutes that he gave to them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Psalm 101, a psalm of David. I will sing of steadfast love and justice to you, O Lord. I will make music. I will ponder the way that is blameless. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of my heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall be far from me, and I will know nothing of evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look or an arrogant heart, I will not endure. I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. And he who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. And no one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. And no one who utters lies shall consider before my eyes. Morning by morning I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. Well, amen. That was our reading today for October 12th, 2021. God bless you, and Lord willing, I will see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Bye now.